Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. What a beautiful weekend this is turning out to be. And I am the Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our weekend edition as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget all the truckers out there on the highways and byways getting the job done coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. You can also find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us tonight, first up, is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics from California IA. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain.
Good morning, gang. Good morning,
Kyle.
Well, it's a busy night at the bar. It's a busy night at the bar. We've got a big crowd over here at the bar in the big old high-rise hotel next to us, and the parking lot is full, so I don't know what's going on, but something is going on, and they're here, a bunch of them from all around the country. You got to see the plates over there in the parking lot. All different states are down here for the weekend.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, well, they're coming down to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words out there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we certainly hope you get it, too. Now, Kyle, I want to start with a couple of different things here. The president has a pack called the Save America Pack, and it's SaveAmerica45.com is the actual website if you want to go over there and get the press releases and things that he puts out. But he put out a statement yesterday about the Keystone XL pipeline. I'm going to read it. He said, the union representing the great workers building the Keystone XL pipeline endorsed Biden. Now their workers have no jobs, and the pipeline, which was well under construction, like the southern border wall, has been shut down, with thousands of jobs lost and the company announcing yesterday that they are permanently pulling out. You should vote those people out of office immediately and stop paying your union dues. Your total waste of money is going on here. And I said it was going to happen before the 2020 presidential election hoax. Donald J. Trump.
Wow. Well, again, nothing is more instructive than an object lesson as to see exactly what's happening with the Keystone XL pipeline and all those jobs and the ancillary jobs that would have come along and were coming along with it. And so, yes, the proof is in the pudding. Former president's exactly right again, this is exactly what was going to happen if Biden got in office.
The Democrats are scared to death that he's going to run in 2024, they're scared to death that he's going to hand them their butts because of things like this. And this is something else, folks. Are you paying attention to your wallets, ladies and gentlemen? Because after inflation earnings for Americans, all Americans, whether you're on Social Security, whether or not you have a job, whatever, have declined in every month since Joe Biden took over as president. When he, back in the 1st of January, he'd already been elected president, correct?
That's right.
Our gasoline prices down here were less than $2 a gallon, right here where I'm sitting right now. As of yesterday, the cheap price of gasoline in my area was $2.93 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least, and by the way, according to the DOE, the way they figure it, well, that's a 38% increase. Well, the way I figure it is, if you take $1.87 and double it, you come up with, $3.75 or thereabouts, and you're at $2.93. Gee, you're almost two-thirds of the way there. To me, that sounds like it's about a 65% increase, and nobody's getting pay raises like that, are they?
Well, no, and it's not just gas, because it's not just happening in a vacuum. It's everything else. When you drive your car with more expensive gas to the store, you're going to buy more expensive food. Everything is going to go up as a result of this. And so, yes, people are paying almost twice as much for gas, but they're paying a lot more for everything else. This is a major blow, Captain, to the pocketbooks of all Americans.
Everything in this world is based on the price of oil and the products from it, starting with gasoline, going to diesel, going to jet fuel, you name it. That's what happens, and that's what we're watching right now.
Well, sure, yeah, and then book an airline flight. Do any of these kinds of things. Have a package delivered. I mean, it all goes up because, as you said, the price of fuel. And the Biden administration people are just kind of sitting back, probably laughing about the XL pipeline, Keystone XL pipeline. And they're very contented, Captain, because they're sitting in that media bubble where the media is going to kind of soft pedal all this kind of stuff. Whereas real Americans, or average Americans across the highways and byways, they are hurting because of this.
The media cannot soft sell this at all, period, because everybody has a wallet. Everybody's wallet is being affected the same way. Even the people that have more money than God are having less money because of what's going on. No one can deny it. It's there to be seen. I defy them. I defy them to try to go out there and say, well, things aren't that bad, because guess what? I can prove otherwise, and I got all the numbers in front of me right now.
That's right.
Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, including Joe Biden and the Congress. They may have come up with a deal on the infrastructure package. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and a special shout-out to all our stations out there on the Nevada Talk Radio Network. Thank you very much for carrying the program. And by the way, this weekend edition is the older version of the Captain's America radio show, the original show that started 21 years ago, and then we build it up into a six-day-a-week program, 5 days a week, with the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, this portion of the program, folks, brought to you by Relief Factor. That's part of my integrated health system. About midnight, I took a packet of Relief Factor, was having some discomfort, and right now I feel really good. Pain gone, discomfort gone, and I'm feeling good. That's what it takes. And you know why? Because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it that helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it goes to the source of the pain. It lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever problem you got going on. And believe me, it worked for me about 2 hours ago. It started to work about 30 minutes into the program. Now, 100% drug-free, love it. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, love it. Supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort while it helps you get healthy, you betcha. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, sign up for the 3-week quick start. You'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. If it does, then you'll be on automatic delivery, and away you go. Relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got Mike from Clearwater on the phone, and Mike didn't say that he was in a political mood tonight, but I think he probably is. So go ahead, Mike. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, one thing, Kyle, since we're started this discussion, you know, about prices going up and whatnot. Now, And this goes for both parties. Nobody's talking about how we're going to fix Social Security and Medicare. Both of these programs, I think, last I read, at the rate we're going, both of these programs are due to go bankrupt pretty much within 10 years, give or take. And you don't, this is one of those things where they're kicking the can down the road, and I guess nobody wants to touch it because it's political suicide. But what are we going to do when it, you know, come time when it starts to go broke and nobody wants to fix it? You know, a lot of people, a good part of their income, especially if they're retired, is Social Security. Now, they're currently basing it off of the Consumer Price Index, the raises that I'm on it and everybody else who's on it gets. But then again, the CPI, from what I've read, that's not a good way to gauge it because it doesn't take into consideration, you know, costs involved with health care and whatnot. So what's going to happen, Kyle? Because people are going to be very angry to know that they worked hard all their life to pay into this, and they're not going to get Medicare or Social Security, or it's going to go damn near broke. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, first of all, let me start with this, Kyle, then I'll give it to you. Social Security, ladies and gentlemen, was never designed to be a retirement plan or program. It was simply a nest egg tucked aside for whatever else it was that you had going along that you were supposed to be saving for, but Social Security was never, never, ever, never designed to be a retirement program. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, Captain. And, of course, just as recently as last year, as last December, according to Kinnipiac, less than half of Americans believe that Social Security is going to be able to pay them any benefit by the time that they retire. And so, again, you know, we see some $1 trillion being paid out over the last year in 2020. It's a good question. Where's all the money going to come from? You know, is this going to be solvent? Even as in the near term, as near as say the year 2034, for example. So there's so much that is going on with that, and I'm glad Mike had the question because, yeah, we don't hear a lot about it, but of course the idea is that you're going to have taxpayers paying into the system in order to keep it going over time, and the road that we're going down right now with so much inflation, with the idea of a lot of automation coming in and so forth, jobs may not be quite as plentiful looking far down the road here. So yes, something has to really, really change. We haven't heard a lot about it, but I suspect it's going to become a much bigger subject over time.
Well, back about 3 or 4 or 5 years ago when all this discussion started, there was a program that came out there, some sort of program and some sort of advice that said, listen, if you're under the age of 55, you may not have Social Security as you know it when you get ready to do whatever it is you're going to do at age 65. But the people above 55 were all grandfathered in. There was no problem. They were going to be taken care of. Now, what they were talking to there was the voting base known as the baby boomers.
That's right. Yeah, the baby boomers.
And they don't want to mess with the baby boomers because if they do, they're going to get boomed right out of office into another planet.
Well, that's right. And, of course, but with the Gen Xers and the millennials, for example, over time,
They're out of luck.
Well, they may be completely out of luck or they may be means tested out of luck.
But here's the other thing. We don't have the number of people paying into Social Security, paying the FICA taxes that we used to have anymore. We just don't. And as a result, when you lose that tax base, and by the way, they're also talking about, and I know I'm going to get slapped in the wrist for this one, they're also talking about, believe it or not, taxing Social Security benefits as a means of trying to put money back into the system. And that's the Democrats that cooked that one up very quietly about 2 years ago. And about every 2 years in the election cycle, somewhere along the line, they mention it again that, hey, if you want to make Social Security solvent to people that are on it, you just start paying the taxes they get paid on. It wouldn't be a lot, but let's say you're getting 18 or 20,000 or 15,000 or 10,000 a year, it might be 3% of that or whatever you'd pay in terms of a tax back to the federal government. That's what I've heard. I've even heard as much as 5%, but that's not me saying that. That's the Democrats when they brought the idea up the first time.
Well, that's right. And, of course, they love taxes. They want to tax.
Oh, they're all about taxes.
Yeah, everything they could possibly think of. They'll tax the tax if they could. But one of the other ideas, of course, Captain, is that we make our nation prosperous. We make people be able to be successful, that they can plan for their retirement much better, and so forth. Because, as you said, it's not just that, okay, you get to 65, you retire, and now you just live on Social Security. That is not really realistic at all. This is going
to
be bad.
And I thoroughly understand that during the pandemic, people had to borrow on whatever pension they had with the companies they were working at and all that. I thoroughly get that. I thoroughly understand that. But that pension is portable in most cases. You can take that pension with you wherever you go to work.
Right, exactly. Yep.
And if you can't, then take the whole damn thing out of your 401k or whatever and put it in a Roth IRA where it's taxable until you decide to take it out at age 65 or 70 or whatever, and it's there for you when you need it. And that isn't on top, and that would be on top of whatever Social Security benefits you would get at the time when you collected them.
Right.
And that's what many of us did.
Mm-hmm.
When I got my fire department pension, I'm not living off that. I took that and put it in a Roth IRA.
Mm-hmm. Well, but again, you know, most Americans want to see this system be there for them, and when the indications are it's not, it's going to be bad.
And I was a Teamster. Our original union, fire department union, was Teamster when we first started. And for the 7 years that I was a Teamster in the fire department, what do you think my pension is?
What's that?
$480 a month.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
7 years of my life and I get $480 a month? No, that was really pathetic.
Yeah.
That's when the Teamsters are running it. Now some of these guys are retiring, taking lump sum settlements of $600, $700, $800, $1,000, or $10 million. Some of these guys taking that money out of the system and it's not there to take.
Well, but you know what part of the end game can be in this is that you'll have more and more calls for people to say, look, the American system is not working. It's broken. Look, Social Security is not even going to be there.
Sure.
We need to have some kind of a socialist system that's really going to take care of people. And that means higher taxes on this, that, and the other thing. And we need to revamp it all. And just wait.
The way you do it is when they start out working at whatever age they start out, 16, 14, 18, whatever, 21, they start with a pension plan that stays with them for life and it's portable. It goes wherever they go. They continue to contribute, I always said 10 to 15%, but they continue to contribute whatever away they go. Excuse me. All right, Kyle, we're coming right back with more. And don't go anywhere, folks. The air conditioner just kicked on in here and blew a big cloud of dust right in front of me. I love it. Where's the cleaning lady when you need her? Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Justice is now investigating itself. Its internal watchdog is looking into allegations that it secretly seized phone data from at least two House Democrats during the Trump administration. Two large tech companies confirmed they were ordered to turn over the information through subpoenas. An official confirmed that Apple informed nearly a dozen people in May about the probe. At that time, a gag order from the DOJ had expired. According to the source, the investigation didn't reveal any evidence of leaks. The Justice Department acknowledges it has been aggressive in pursuing leaks of classified information in recent years. That includes former Attorney General Jeff Sessions and his successor, Bill Barr, who has responded to allegations, Barr saying he was unaware of any member of Congress being subpoenaed in the case. He also said he never spoke about leak investigations with former President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. By the way, you can hear Mark Walters in Armed America Radio, the Monster Cast, this weekend. He'll be on live. Check your stations around from 8 p.m. Sunday night till 11 p.m. on many of these same stations that I'm on right now, right here. And it's going to be an interesting show, I'm sure, because guns are the topic of everybody's discussion, which, by the way, I will be at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show today in Hernando County at the fairgrounds. I'll be there from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Look forward to seeing many of you there that can come down from the North Country or across from Orlando or up from Tampa or whatever. But that's where I'll be. And they'll have a great selection of guns and knives and hunting and fishing equipment and government surplus stuff. I mean, it's always a plethora of stuff there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at MyPillow. Yep, you heard me say it. MyPillow, Mike Lindell. I am one of his endorsers, and I thank him very much for putting that confidence in me. And the way he told me to tell you is it's simple. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, where it says enter your premium code, or I'm sorry, your promo code. Your promo code is always going to be Captain. CAPTAIN, Captain. That's your promo code on anything that you see that you want to buy that requires a promo code at MyPillow.com. Now, you can call them up if you go to the website, take a look at what they got. You can call them right on the phone and order whatever you want right now. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. And again, promo code Captain. Now, they've got pillows on sale right now, the lowest price ever, $29.88 for the great MyPillow premium pillows that he has there. Also, the six-piece MyPillow towel set has been reduced $65. That's a tremendous bargain there on some great towels, which I'm enjoying the heck out of. I got a set myself and really like them. By the way, I got the slippers on the way. So I'll let you know how they work out, too. And you can go to the website again, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and use a promo code Captain. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
That's right. The captain's exactly right. Folks, if you want to get the deep discounts and you want to save a lot of money, just go to MyPillow.com, put in that promo code Captain.
You betcha. Now, we didn't quite get to this a minute ago, and I'm going to play a little short audio here for everybody to hear. The G7 summit and whatnot, just to get this out of the way, because, of course, Biden was there. He said some things about Putin, and Putin said some things about him, and it's not pretty, and this is going downhill fast, and I'm afraid Biden has picked on somebody that he's outmatched by, and that's Vladimir Putin. Listen to this.
The G7 is made up of the world's wealthiest democracies, and the leaders are meeting in person for the first time since the pandemic. Vaccinations and economic recovery will be major topics of discussion. Leaders from the U.S., U.K., France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Canada will also address climate and cybersecurity, as well as the rising challenges from China and Russia.
Okay, that's Greg Clutson, our buddy, over there, where the G7 is going on. But, Kyle, they're wrestling with all this uncertainty right now in D.C. about the push for the infrastructure deal. Now, we heard Biden is still sitting there at $1 trillion, and the Republicans came in and said, no, we want $528 billion or something like that. But they're going back and forth, and I guess the only difference is now where the number's going to land.
Well, that's right, where the numbers are going to land and where they have what they term the pay-fors. Basically, that's one of the hang-ups, I'm sure.
Because I heard, what was his name? Not Kennedy, the other guy, in the other senior, let's see. He is the senior senator out of Louisiana. He said that there would be no additional taxes. They were taking money that was already there.
Right, exactly. And in some cases, there may be unspent COVID money that was originally allocated but never spent. So they may be able to tap some of that, and that's literally, I think, billions that may be available for that. But, right, they have a bipartisan commission, 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans, and we recall last Thursday they were able, or I should say yesterday on Thursday, they were able to come to some kind of tentative agreement. But, again, it all has to be ironed out.
Now, you remember, right, when we talked about Joe Biden taking over as president back in January, and we talked about the fact that the economy was set up by Donald Trump to just move along, and all Biden had to do was keep certain things in place, which he did not do. And I said that I told you I thought in a couple of months or so we'd be talking about the economy going backwards. You remember I said all that?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, I was right, and here's the proof. Economic confidence fell to 118.8 in this month's Rasmussen Reports Economic Index, down nearly 5 points from May, the first decline following 3 consecutive months of rising confidence. Here we go.
Well, absolutely. And I think the word here is turnkey. You know, President Trump actually turned over a turnkey economy,
right,
in the grand sense, yes, coming out of COVID. But, Captain, before COVID hit, people were excited. They were happy. They were going gangbusters. Things were happening. People were getting back to work, and, you know, manufacturing, bringing American jobs home, the whole nine yards. And but yet now we have inflation. We have those higher prices we were talking about, and it's all been done in just what, 3 or 4 months?
Well, part of it is because of this little wonder that we have called Little Dr. Fauci. Because there's a bunch of congressmen in a bipartisan panel that are going to be investigating whether or not Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, profited from COVID-19 in any way. And we're being told, yes, he did.
Yeah, that's what we're finding out. And, of course, now, talk about a bombshell. Talk about a story that's going to literally rock the world here. Can you imagine, after more than a year of Dr. Fauci, and he's been in the biz, obviously, a long, long time, but over the last year and a half almost, he's been very prominent, to say the least. Imagine what happens when that whole house of cards starts coming down from what the things that we're finding out. That is going to just be devastating.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, let's talk about this for a minute, because I got some military news that's going to be reflecting on the economy as well. Now, we know that the troops are over half out of Afghanistan, right?
Right.
So how are we going to conduct our combat operations that are still going on and our surveillance in Afghanistan?
Well, they're going to be doing that, I know, from outside of that country. Right.
Well, listen to this press release from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin yesterday. And by the way, he also said this in front of the U.S. Congress this week. He said, as the troop withdrawal continues, the U.S. military has already begun conducting combat operations and surveillance in Afghanistan from, quote, outside the country's borders, end of quote.
Yep, that's what he said, exactly.
Yep. And some of it, we have a couple of aircraft carriers repositioned over there. It's a bit of a flight to get to Afghanistan, but they can do it if they need to. But somewhere we've got aircraft on the ground, they're just not telling us where.
Right, and a lot of these missions are already being done by the Reaper drone, basically. They're coming in from outside of Afghanistan.
Yeah, they are, and wait till they shoot one of them down.
Right, right.
Yeah, now the U.S. officially also urged Venezuela, notice the key word, urged Venezuela, to turn away the two Iranian Navy ships crossing the Atlantic, claiming the ships may carry arms intended for transfer to Caracas. Well, there's no may about it. They've got six IRGC fast boats, or I'm sorry, seven, on the deck of the one big ship. You think they're just sending them over there with the boats to go for a boat ride?
No free boat rides there, or fun boat rides, I should say. And you know, Captain, here's the thing. We know that even last summer, it was reported that Venezuela was looking to get missiles, including long-range missiles, from Iran.
Correct.
So there is a lot going on. Now, when they stop them, and let's say, Captain, that they stop them and they don't want to stop. What do you think will happen after that?
They fire a shot across the bow, and if they don't want to do that, then they fire a shot at the rear of the ship to disable it, and then they aboard the ship, and if the warship that's with it fires at them, they'll blow it out of the water.
That's exactly what I think. I think you're right about that. And, of course, then, couldn't Iran just claim that they're in international waters? But isn't there something about the U.N.
There's a U.N. Group of sanctions against Iran for selling weapons anywhere outside of their continental limits or their territorial limits, and also missiles and that sort of thing. So they would be, the United States would be well within the proverbs of using the U.N. Charter and the U.N. regulations to enforce them, because it's up to the member nations to do that. And by the way, there's also British Navy forces over in that area, and I believe there may be an Australian ship over there.
Yeah, I believe so. Well, again, this stuff just can't come to the Western Hemisphere from Iran. This is going to be too provocative, and it's going to be too much. It's just too dangerous for that.
Yeah, and finally, it's summertime coming up. Jobs are available, right? And most Americans believe it's very important for young people to work during the summer, and don't think it'll be very difficult for the teens to find jobs in the current economy. There are jobs listed everywhere. You young folks getting out of school, go get one of them. I'm seeing jobs for teenagers, $15 an hour out there. Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. And she and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch up there. Check them out. And it's just up the road a tad bit from our pals at Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, as always, is brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Pull in there and tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee and become a member of the Drivers Club while you're there. You can go right to the kiosk that's there and join right then and there in the spot. And as a driver, you'll get points for the fuel you buy. You'll get points for the food you buy and the supplies you buy in the store. And it adds up real quick, real quick. And if you're an independent owner-operator, you can get a fuel card, save money there. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. Same with the RVers. You can do the same thing. They have an RV club there, too. All right, we're going to get started with some music. And I'll tell you what, I'm always happy to play this because this is the all-time number one most requested tune on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let me ride you on the
goodness. I could play that song for hours, Kyle. I'll tell you what, that bass just drives you nuts.
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, that's one of those records, Captain, that you can. You can hear it over and over again, and it just hits. It just hits all the marks. It really does.
It sure does. And speaking of hitting all the marks, here we go. Isolated storms may produce hail or strong wind gusts over northeastern New Mexico and southeast Colorado. Isolated damaging wind gusts are also possible across the southeast. And there is an elevated fire weather threat in central New Mexico and Arizona along the border. Hot weather is expected across the southern high plains, southwest, and the Great Basin well into next week. And we've got some rough weather tonight we'll tell you about in the central part of Oklahoma, where we've got a tornado watch, we've got severe thunderstorm warnings, and be on your toes around Oklahoma City for the next couple of hours anyway. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, throughout the West, we are seeing excessive heat warnings and excessive heat watches as well. In fact, Captain, the temperatures that we expect to go up to triple digits in many areas in the West, especially the Southwest, of course, but those triple digits could even reach all the way up into Montana at one point or another, so we're being very, very watchful of that. For example, in the Las Vegas area, they have excessive heat warnings. We're looking at going from about 103 on Saturday, forecast all the way towards Tuesday and Wednesday, 115 degrees by middle of next week. Out in California, of course, we have the excessive heat watches going on. Now, this is a double whammy in California because as the heat goes up, the demand for power goes up,
yep.
And then the rolling blackouts.
Brownouts, they call them.
Exactly. And so this is also part of this, though, too, is that California is probably the biggest state where you're going to have a lot of what they call intermittent power sources like wind and solar, and that does actually contribute to the need to have those kinds of blackouts because obviously there's not enough power being generated. So and of course it becomes a health factor as well. All throughout Utah, of course, also those heat warnings coming up as we see this first really big heat wave of the summer happening. So be careful out there, especially if you're getting into the triple digits. Make sure that your coolant is right, and maybe adjust your schedule so that you might even be traveling in the coolest parts of the day.
Yep, travel at night. A lot of guys used to do that. Now, got to get into Oklahoma right away. I-40 from using Oklahoma City as the base from about 35 miles west to about 35 miles east, including going up I-44 towards Tulsa, Oklahoma. You've got an area of storms right now, possibility of severe thunderstorms with flooding, flash flooding, and regular flooding going on as well. There is some reports of a tornado watch that's been bouncing around both south and north of Oklahoma City, and that's going to continue for a little while longer, so please be careful. I-35 north-south through Oklahoma City, about 30 miles of that, and about 60 to 70 miles east-west of Oklahoma City on each side, 30 on each side of the city there. Now, going up into Missouri tonight, just east of Springfield, around, it looks like around Lebanon, you've got a couple of areas of flooding, big-time flooding going on right now because of all the rain that came through there a little while ago. And we still have flooding going on and rain going on, of all places, in northern Mississippi, north of I-20, headed up towards Tennessee. We've got areas that are flooded, saturated. If they get any more rain, I don't know what they're going to do. And the same thing applies for eastern Texas and parts of Louisiana as well. And then I don't see anything to bother anybody really up in the northeast tonight. And it looks like there might be a little bit of weather around Cape Hatteras in North Carolina, but that's going out to sea, so that won't be there long. So, Kyle, things are looking pretty good when it comes to the weather on the east side, except for that area in Oklahoma where you could have some – everything could go south real quickly if a twister were to touch down.
Yes, exactly right.
Yep.
Yes.
And conditions are ripe for that, and I don't need to tell the people in Oklahoma that you need to – keep those weather radios on, because that's a life stay. That could save your life. All right, well, Kyle, you know, the best thing about the Pilot and Flying J is that when you pull into there And you never know what it is you're going to find because they're all a little bit different. Now, in the Flying J's, folks, you might find a Denny's sit-down restaurant, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill. And the big ones around the big cities, you might also find in there an Arby's, could be a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, or a Wendy's. Might even find a Cinnabon. Hey, get this. Might find a Dunkin' Donuts, and it'd be the Dunkin' Donuts that has the full-service menu where you can get everything from a full breakfast to a great lunch and even a bowl of chili if you want it. But Pilot and Flying J's, they got it going, the nation's largest truck stop chain. And, Kyle, when you go there, what is it that you like to get?
Well, again, it depends on what they have. If they have that Subway and so forth, they stop in, gas up, obviously. And also, I'd like to get a cold drink, as a matter of fact. But there's so many things about the Pilot and Flying J, and especially with fuel prices going up. Did you know pro drivers, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon after only six fills when you join the Drivers Club. Get the app. That's the My Rewards Plus app, and you'll be able to save on your fuel. Now is a better time than any to do that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, here comes the music. Going to put you on hold, and we're turning to taking a top-of-the-hour break. We'll be back with hour number two, and when we come back, the news doesn't stop. By the way, 2 weeks ago, two Republican lawmakers launched a whistleblower site to gather complaints from some of the military troops about this anti-American crap going on out there. I'll let you know where that's at right now, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.